I was a stockbroker, and I worked on the 26th floor of the IBM building downtown. And I used to look out my window all day long, and I would see these tall ships come in for these festivals, and I said to myself, I would so much rather be on that boat than in my office. So at lunchtime, I went down, and the Pride of Baltimore had just pulled in, and I got on the ship, and I said, is the captain here? And they said, yeah, he's here. So I went over, and I said, you know, I work in that building over there, and I would love to be working on this ship. I could probably take a leave of absence, and I could probably do, I don't know, I could, like, be a crew member, or I could be a cook. And they said, well, have you ever cooked before? And I said, well, no. And they said, well, have you ever sailed before? And I said, well, no. And they said, well, you're hired. And I was like, what? And they said, yeah, actually, our cook just quit via email, and we need a cook. And I said, oh, well, I guess I better talk to my boss about that. So I went up to my office, and I had a pair of binoculars that I used to look out the window with. And I went into my brand-new manager's office, and I handed him the binoculars, and I said, you see that boat out there? And he said, yes. And I said, I have the opportunity to go cook on that boat. And he goes, when? And I said, next week. And he said, He said, well, you know, when I was young, I worked on the Alaskan pipeline. And I think people should do things like that. He goes, okay, you can do it. And then I was like, oh, no. So I ended up, a week later, I ended up flying up to Boston, getting on the boat, and so it was my first day. And I thought, oh, I can have grilled cheese sandwiches and potato chips and cookies for lunch today. And the crew was like, uh-oh, you know. We like hot home-cooked meals here. But anyway, so the day went on, and then the night came. And when I went into my rack, which is basically the size of a coffin, the boat was swaying, and it was going like this. And then suddenly it started going like this. And then suddenly I heard on deck. And then I heard. And I was like, uh-oh. And then all of a sudden I hear, all hands on deck. And I was absolutely terrified. I was shaking so hard that I mean, my body was like rubber. And I thought, do I want to die down here, or do I want to die up there? So I went up there, and the captain was there, and I made my way. I held on, and I got back to the captain, and he looked scared too. And I said, what should I do? And he said, just don't do anything you've never done before. So I thought, well, I can hold on to this rope and pull it. So that's what I did. And within 5 minutes, they had all the sails down, and it stopped swaying. And I went down and went to sleep and slept like a baby. That's my story. Thanks.